So let me also talk a little bit about magic. As I said, the definition I like for magic is Dion Fortune's, that magic is the art of changing consciousness at will. And magic, you could also say, in some sense, is the art of opening your ears and listening to the communication that is always happening in the world around us. Because, again, part of understanding the goddess's nature, the goddess as this living body of the world, is understanding that the world is alive and is always speaking to us. And everything on earth, every animal, every plant, every stone, every aspect of the earth has its own kind of consciousness. It might be some of it very different from ours, but is always communicating, is always sending off messages. And so magic, in some sense, is the art of learning to listen, to be aware, to shift our human awareness so that we can hear and listen on many, many different levels at once. To practice magic requires, first of all, being willing to stop a little bit, to slow down, to develop some kind of discipline and some kind of personal practice of your own. And we are going to go more into exactly how you do that in further sessions. It requires being aware that as human beings, we have access to many different states of consciousness, and that we do actually have the capacity to choose what state of consciousness we want to be in. So part of it is learning to recognize what state you are in. You ever been lost, in that kind of way where you can get lost on a road and it's late at night and you start going down the road and then you think, no, it must be the other way. And you turn around, you go down the other way, go. And suddenly you stop and go, no, it had to be the other way. And you turn around and after a while you get into a state where you like almost can't move either way. And yet you know you have to go somewhere. That is a particular state of consciousness. And it's not one that I enjoy being in. It's not one we really want to be in at all. But if you've been in it and you can recognize it, you can learn the earmarks, the feeling tones of it, the qualities, the way your body feels in it, then you can learn to recognize when you're getting into that state. And you can actually make a conscious choice not to be in that state. You can learn how to bring yourself into a different state. How to bring yourself into a state where you can be calm, where you can be where we can call grounded, touch with the earth, where you can be capable of actually making a solid decision about what you want to do. And so magic is really the discipline, again, of learning to recognize those different states and learning the techniques of moving in and out of them. And there are some states of awareness in which we have a much more expanded range, you could say, of information available to us than in other states. Our modern Western culture tends us to focus on certain, kind of like make a list, get it done kinds of states of consciousness. But there are many other ways of being and taking in information. And that get it done kind of consciousness is very useful to have available. But it's not very healthy to be stuck in it forever. There are ecstatic states, there are trance states, there are states where you actually can hear and understand the birds and the animals. There are pleasurable states. There are many, many other kinds of states. Part of magic is also learning the power of having an intention, of knowing what it is you want, what it is you set out to do, and focusing your states of awareness and consciousness and your energies on that intention. And of course, almost anything that you do in life will be improved, will be more effective if you know clearly what your intention is when you set out to do it. Whether you're doing a magical ritual or spell, or whether you're writing a book or a poem, or whether you're throwing a party for your six best friends, or whether you're trying to run a major corporation. If you don't know what your intention is, you're not going to be very effective in doing it. And if you do, then you marshal all kinds of energies toward that intention. And that's another aspect of what we call magic. Magic is the understanding that everything on earth is an energy flow, that we are all form, but that form really reflects the energies that are moving through it and around it. So again, it's part of this understanding, this realization that the world is not static, that it's alive, it's fluid, it's moving, it's changing. And all of that changing is a great chorus of voices, of energies, like the flow of the currents of the ocean. The flows of energy are always moving around us. So it's about learning to recognize and sense and feel and understand those energies, and then to be able to sometimes move with them, sometimes dance with them, sometimes shift them, sometimes affect them, sometimes change them. Energy follows intention, and it follows intention. It's moved toward an intention and directed by the images and the symbols that we choose. So another aspect of magic is a very conscious awareness of how we use and choose symbols and images, sensory images, things that involve what we call our younger self, that part of ourself that responds to scents and sounds and colors and tangible stuff that we can touch and feel. When we have an intention, we figure out how we can embody that in an image, how we can create a symbol for that intention, and then use that symbol as a channel to move energy through to start realizing that intention. So in some ways, you could say magic is like applied poetry. You know, it's always about taking the abstract concept and figuring out the image that will really work to make that real, to bring that home. So magic finally is about perception, expanding our perception and understanding the interplay between what we perceive and how we name what we perceive and what we create.